Well, I'm very impressed with this council and this whole process. I've always been a private businessman, never involved in politics, maybe a little synagogue politics, maybe a little day school politics, and those are some boards that you just never want to serve on unless you've got the stomach for it. The process was very impressive to me. A letter came out from the city that enraged me. Right, wrong, or indifferent, as it turns out, I was wrong to be enraged, but nonetheless, my perception put me in a position of rage to the point where I wrote a letter to the city, to many of you, to all of you, I think, that I've never written a letter in my life to anyone. And I got an immediate response, an immediate correction went out, and I was very impressed with that process. Sitting here tonight, I'm very impressed with the process. And just, if I could just make a couple of comments on some of the things that I've heard as a citizen and as a businessman that I just wanted to comment on. When you talked about the speed bumps, I, as a citizen, I bought on a cul-de-sac because I didn't want to have to deal with things going back and forth. When you were talking about the 50-50 split, the 60-40 split, how are you going to split it? I bought on a cul-de-sac. I don't want to have to pay for the guy that didn't buy in a cul-de-sac because he needs speed bumps. I shouldn't have to put the bill in any, not even 10% of that. If you don't want traffic going down your street, buy in a cul-de-sac. If you want speed bumps, pay for it. It's simple. That's just my opinion as a citizen. The other thing that you're talking about with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I own a small business. I've got 4 employees. I can't give them insurance. I can't afford to give them benefits. Visitors and Convention Bureau, if they've only got 2 or 3 employees to start with, they should act like any business would act. As a businessman, I can't come to the city of Dunwoody and say, hey, can I throw my employees on your health insurance plan? I bring benefit to the city because I've got this business which is a benefit to your citizens or whatever it is. But you have to look beyond the fact that there is a little quasi-relationship between the Convention Bureau and the city, but you're opening yourself up to where is that line drawn and how could that be moved. Maybe they need to just, you know, pony up and offer their employees additional money or buy them private policies. I think the city should look beyond, you know, government and look at it in terms of running a business, whether or not that would be a smart move to make that relationship. The other thing, comments that I wanted to make, anybody that commutes up and down Womack now, if there's any way for you all to look at changing those stop signs at Vermack and Womack to a red light, it would be greatly appreciated. I think that would help considerably in the morning. And I just greatly appreciate the opportunity to talk, and I apologize if I got a little loud before. That's probably the New Yorker in me that I couldn't leave behind 28 years ago. Some people say I'm loud and boisterous. Other people refer to it as passionate. So I apologize to this committee for my passion, and I just like to see, you know, I just like to call a spade and say, see what I see is right and wrong, and I give you all kudos and my compliments for the job that you all are doing. Thank you.
I can't get into Big Black and Synagogue either, don't worry
about it. Yeah, that's only because Synagogue's for.
Okay, we got a motion on the floor. Move to go into the executive session.
Second.
All in favor, please say
aye.
Warrant for the purpose of real estate.
Okay.